It's a Tuesday morning. You know what that means. It's a Dial-A-Doc program here today from FHN. Joining us here today from FHN, EMS and Emergency Preparedness Coordinator, Doug Tepfer's with us here today. Hey, Doug, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Scott.
Thanks for being here. We're going to be talking about Stop the Bleed program going to be rolled out through a community and law enforcement here. But, Doug, you're the EMS Emergency Preparedness Coordinator for FHN. Tell us what you do for FHN in that role, Doug.
Well, in short, it's to help prepare FHN to be able to respond to emergencies, whether they're in the community or whether they affect the organization in general, just to be able to make sure that we're still able to do what we can for the communities we serve.
And one of the new things that FHN is working on now with communities is a program called Stop the Bleed. Tell us about that. What's that all about?
Stop the Bleed came about through Committee on Trauma and the American College of Surgeons. Really kind of got momentum after the Sandy Hook school shootings. More attention brought to it in light of the recent incidents in Las Vegas and then again last week in Florida. Really what it's about is it's about teaching the general public how to recognize severe bleeding and how to control that bleeding. And by doing that, countless lives can be saved just by having a few basic skills.
Very timely topic here today. We're talking to Doug Tepfer, EMS Emergency Preparedness Coordinator for FHN. What types of injuries might someone in the general public experience where it's important to know how to stop bleeding?
Well, of course, everybody equates it with something major, such as a shooting incident or a major trauma of some sort. But simple things, such as putting an arm through a window because you tripped and fell, or a lawnmower accident, or any type of injury that's going to cause severe bleeding from an arm or a leg, any type of extremity, is potentially life-threatening. And there's a lot of daily scenarios that we deal with both at home and at work that can lead to something like that. And this program can give everybody the knowledge and the tools to be able to recognize and stop that bleeding and hopefully save a life.
Doug, in general, what does the process of stopping bleeding involve?
Primarily, it's recognizing the severity of the bleeding, taking the steps to maybe pack the wound, apply pressure on the wound to slow down the bleeding, and if necessary, apply a tourniquet to stop the bleeding or help slow that process down.
Part of the training includes understanding how to use a tourniquet. What is a tourniquet and when should it be used?
A tourniquet is something that's applied above the wound site that's going to put basically a lot of pressure on the artery that's bleeding and slow that blood flow or stop that blood flow so that the blood is safe for the rest of the body. And there's a lot of different tourniquets that are out there. We teach folks how to use a couple different kinds of tourniquets. The most probably common tourniquets that can be purchased, use that to recognize placement and get them on in a manner that's going to hopefully help stop that bleeding or help them slow that bleeding down.
Wow. And I guess in a pinch, you can use anything as a tourniquet, right? Can you just tear off some clothing and use it as a temporary tourniquet?
Oh, absolutely. And we talk about that in the class as well. Other options, if you don't have a regular tourniquet, primarily looking for something that's going to be wide enough and allow you to put enough pressure on it that it's going to slow that bleeding down. So it can be a rag, it can be a shirt, it can be a belt, it can be something that is going to provide that pressure and so not be narrow enough that it's going to cause more damage than it does help.
We're talking to Doug Tepfer, EMS Emergency Preparedness Coordinator for FHN and the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. A very topical topic here today with the current events, the Stop the Bleed program that FHN is involved in. I know you've also done some programs in schools in the area to teach this process. Tell us a little bit about the schools, how they're becoming prepared to address emergencies.
I think it's very important that the schools be prepared to address those emergencies. We've done this program now with two components of the Freeport School District. Their entire maintenance staff, as well as all the school nurses in the district, have been trained. My goal is to get into every school district in our service area and provide the training for their staff. Like I said, it doesn't have to be that major event that everybody hears about on the news. It can be something simple, and just having that knowledge and being able to save a life is extremely important.
And, of course, if a major event, heaven forbid, would happen, they'd be prepared for it as well. I know that you have another community partner, of course, that's law enforcement. How are you guys at FHN working with law enforcement?
One of the things that we were able to do through our foundation was we purchased tourniquets for all the Freeport police officers so that they had the ability to, more so for themselves, be able to have that ability to have a self-applicating tourniquet as part of their regular duty gear, but also allows them to have that in case they would need it for a member of the community that might require that type of emergency service. So between the foundation, FHN, and their gift, we were able to provide tourniquets for everybody for Freeport Police Department.
Doug, I know that folks out there listening, maybe they'd like other opportunities to learn how to handle a bleed emergency here. How can they find out about and get more information?
Well, it just so happens that March is Stop the Bleed Month. And so FHN is offering community classes every Thursday night at the hospital. And information on those can be obtained by contacting the Learning Center at FHN, either emailing them at coil@fhn.org, or calling the Learning Center at 815-599-6707. We're also available to set up classes for organizations. If a church or a business or a school would like to sponsor a class, they can call that number or send an email to that address, and we'll be more than happy to talk to them about arranging education on site for them as well.
Okay, that sounds great. Yeah, with, of course, schools, there was a church involved as well. And again, just as you say, you know, we think about the big emergencies, but this is really about things that can happen just in everyday life as well, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And realistically, you're probably more likely to encounter a home accident or something like that that requires bleeding control than you are CPR. And we do community CPR, and that's a big part of our society and has been for a long time. Bleeding control should be up there as well.
And, of course, if you happen upon a horrific car accident, that type of thing as well, going through one of these classes would be very important.
Oh, absolutely. And one of the things that we'll do is part of the community class that we offer at the hospital, for a small fee of the class, actually includes a Stop the Bleed kit. It'll have a pair of gloves, a tourniquet, some compression dressings, as well as gauze to pack a wound with, as well as a quick reference guide on how to apply that if in the heat of the moment you forget. And those are part of that class process that we offer at the hospital.
Yeah, have an emergency kit together, add it to your emergency kit in your vehicle, is what you can do. Every Thursday night, the class is at during Stop the Bleed Month here during the month of March at FHN. Doug Tepfer, EMS Emergency Preparedness Coordinator. How can people learn more information about this, Doug?
Well, they can contact FHN at 815-599-6707. That's our Learning Center, and they'll be happy to get more information. Or they can email us at coil@fhn.org. And there'll be information on our website soon about the program and how they can contact us to make arrangements.
All right, great discussion. Thank you very much. Very timely topic here, and let's talk again, okay?
All right, thanks, Scott.
All right, Doug Tepfer here today, EMS Emergency Preparedness Coordinator for FHN and the FHN Dial-A-Doc program here today. This is The Morning Mess.